Oasis Audio presents Sarah's Choice by Wanda E. Brunstetter, read for you by Jamie Draper. Chapter 1. Walnut Port, Pennsylvania, Summer 1898.
Woo, woo!
The low moan of a conch shell drifted through the open window in Sarah Turner's kitchen. Leaving a pan of bacon cooking on the coal-burning stove, she peered out the window. Although she saw no sign of the canal boat, the sound of its conch shell could be heard for a mile and signaled the boat would be approaching the lock soon. "A boat's coming. Would you mind finishing the bacon while I go out to open the lock gate?" Sarah asked her mother-in-law, who stood at the counter cracking eggs into a ceramic bowl.
"Sure, I can do that," Maria said with a weary-looking nod.
A chunk of her nearly gray hair had fallen loose from the back of her bun, and her dark eyes looked dull and puffy. Sarah's heart went out to Maria, who looked more tired than usual. Sarah feared that caring for the children was too much for her mother-in-law, especially since she'd begun having trouble with her vision.
"Woo, woo, woo!"
The sound of the conch shell drew closer. Sarah hurried across the room. She was almost to the door when her 8-year-old son, Sam Jr., raced up to her, bright-eyed and smiling from ear to ear.
"Can I help you raise the lock, Mama?" he asked.
Sarah shook her head. "Sorry, Sammy, but you're not strong enough for that."
"I am so strong enough. I ain't no weakling, Mama."
When the boy pulled his shoulders straight back and puffed out his chest, a lock of sandy blonde hair fell across his forehead. "Of course you're not a weakling, but raising and lowering the lock is hard work, even..."